Valley Country.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The judge presiding over former President Trump's criminal trial in New York says closing statements could come as soon as tomorrow. ABC's Aaron Katursky says the prosecution in the hush money case could rest its case today.
First, though, Michael Cohen's going to return to the witness stand here for a fourth day of testimony. He's still under cross-examination after the defense accused Cohen of lying about a phone call he said he had with Trump in late October 2016 to finalize the hush money deal with Stormy Daniels.
It's not clear if the former president will testify in his own defense. The International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor says he is seeking arrest warrants for Israeli and Hamas leaders, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, for war crimes and crimes against humanity. The U.S. does not recognize the court. Iran's president was killed Sunday in a helicopter crash, and in Baltimore, the Dali cargo ship is on the move 2 months after the crash into the bridge. This is ABC News. This weekend's PGA Championship in Louisville ended with Xander Schauffele winning his first major and a fellow golfer expected to plead not guilty in court after an off-the-course incident.
According to the police report, champion golfer Scottie Scheffler was behind the wheel being directed by a police officer around an unrelated fatal accident scene when he refused to comply and accelerated forward, dragging the officer to the ground. Scheffler later calling his arrest a big misunderstanding and that he never intended to disregard any of the officer's instructions. Louisville's mayor says there is no body camera footage from the police officers, but he says video of the incident could be released this week.
It's ABC's Derek Dennis. The Wildcat wildfire in Arizona's Tonto National Forest continues to burn with zero containment. More than 13,000 acres have burned so far as a result of that fire. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Embrace's Yoga in the Park is back. Get ready to unwind, stretch, and soak up the summer sun with Embrace's free 4-week yoga series. Are you ready to reduce stress and embrace mindfulness in the great outdoors? Look no further. Join us for a rejuvenating yoga experience led by the fantastic Linda Johnson. Let's come together at Elk Lake Lionite Park in Phillips every Wednesday evening in June from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. Picture this. Gentle yoga poses, soothing breezes, and the scenery backdrop of Elk Lake. What could be better? Whether you're seasoned at yoga or just dipping your toes onto the mat, everyone is welcome. New to yoga? No problem. We've got you covered with step-by-step guidance. Studies show that being fully present in the moment enhances social bonds, so not only will you leave feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, but you'll also leave with new connections and community resources to support your well-being. Please plan to bring along water, your yoga mat, towel, or blanket, and wear your comfy clothes that let you move freely. Let's make this summer one to remember. See you on the mat. Have questions or need more info? Call Embrace at 1-800-924-0556. Visit www.embracewi.org or hop onto our social media pages.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Federally funded food pantries in Wisconsin have to stop asking for identification in October. State health officials say the aim is to improve access for people who need it most. But some pantry officials wonder how they'll track demographic information or prevent food shortages. Wisconsin Republicans gathering in Appleton this weekend for the state party convention. Democrats are raising a lot more money these days, but state GOP chair Brian Schimming isn't fazed.
Their cost per vote's pretty high. They dropped over $100 million on Ron Johnson and lost. And so I always tell people what's...
Money doesn't tell the whole story?
Money does not tell the whole story at all.
Schimming speaking with Wisconsin Eye. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin DNR and the Lake Michigan Fisheries Forum will be hosting a public meeting at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, May 29th at Lakeshore Technical College to discuss current and future rules governing whitefish trawling in Lake Michigan. Attendees are invited to attend virtually or in person to learn about the DNR's onboard camera monitoring over the last 4 years and to discuss and comment on the current rules and proposed changes for the start of the 2026 fishing season. The Wisconsin DNR is also asking Wisconsinites to make small changes to their routines to help improve Wisconsin's air quality this clean air month. Their suggestions include things such as choosing to ride your bike or walk once a week rather than using a vehicle, and ensuring vehicles are regularly serviced and not carrying too much cargo, stating, quote, mileage drops by roughly 4% for every 100 pounds of cargo a vehicle carries, end quote. They also suggest residents do not burn things such as yard clippings or trash, instead suggesting recycling or composting. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Marion A. Russell, a lifelong resident of Butternut, peacefully went home to Jesus on Thursday, May 16th, at the age of 99. She is survived by her children, John Russell of Park Falls and Susan Joyner of West Palm Beach, Florida. Further survived by her grandchildren, by her great-grandchildren, by her sisters, Erna Poston and Gladys Wartkill. Funeral services will be held at 11 a.m. on Friday, June 7th at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Butternut. Reverend John Dietz will officiate. Visitation to be held at St. Paul's Lutheran Church on Thursday, June 6th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. and on Friday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Marion A. Russell, age 99. Ronald Ron A. Heisler, 90 of Phillips, passed away on May 13th at Rib Lake Nursing Home. Ron is survived by five children, Joyce Raitt, Jim Heisler, both of Phillips, by Shirley Smith of Sparta, by Louis Heisler, and George Heisler, both of Park Falls. Also survived by his seven grandchildren and by his eight great-grandchildren. Further survived by his sister, Jean Anderson, by his brother, Joe Heisler, both of Phillips, and by his sisters-in-law. Celebration of life will be held at a later date. Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Ronald Ron A. Heisler, age 90, of Phillips. Sheila Colleen Statler, age 71, of Milwaukee, passed away in her sleep on Tuesday, May 14th, at Aurora St. Luke's Hospital in Milwaukee. Sheila is survived by her daughter, Stacy Mumpower, by her grandson, by her brothers, Michael Bouchon of Greenfield, by Patrick Bouchon of Green Bay, Dennis Bouchon of Park Falls, Bruce Bouchon of Payson, Arizona, and by one nephew and by six nieces and their children. Friends and relatives are invited to join the family for a short burial service at NOLA Cemetery on Monday, May 20th at 1 p.m. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Sheila Colleen Statler, age 71. Larry D. Bay, cherished pillar of the Glidden community, peacefully passed away with his family by his side on Monday, May 13th at Park Manor Nursing Home at the age of 78. Larry leaves behind a legacy of love and dedication, survived by his three sisters, Marilyn Bay, Norma Jean Jones, and Janice Drott, along with numerous nieces, nephews, and cherished friends. Funeral Mass in honor of Larry's life will take place at 11 a.m. Saturday, June 1st at Most Precious Blood Catholic Church in Glidden, officiated by Father Aloysius Anthony. This has been the funeral notice for Larry D. Bay, age 76, Glidden. Arlene Louise Seitz, loving and devoted mother, went home to be with her Lord on Mother's Day, May 12th. She is survived by her four children, Gerald Seitz of Ashland, Kim Smith of Fifield, by Glenn Seitz of Fifield, and by Beth Zerbel of Fifield. Further survived by her sister, Sharon Larson of Yorba Linda, California. Survived also by two sisters-in-law and by her cherished nieces, nephews, and friends. Funeral services at the Fifield Congregational Church Tuesday, May 21st, 11 a.m. Reverend Dean Arbs will officiate. Visitation to be held at the church Tuesday, 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. This has been the funeral notice for Arlene Louise Seitz. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. We're going to jump on with Pete from Wheelway in Fifield, and we are celebrating a 50th anniversary for Wheelway. Is that right?
Absolutely. To celebrate 50 years in business, we're giving specials all across the board. Home of the $39.95 oil change, $10 off alignments, $50 off a set of tires, many discounts. You should be receiving a mailer in the mail, so check your mailbox for many discounts.
All right, save big with 50 years of savings. And if they want to schedule their appointment down there for service work, Pete, they can give you a call, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call. Our phone number is 715-762-2467. The number again is 715-762-2467.
Very good. A couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Wheelway in Fifield.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Clouds with patchy fog and a few isolated showers and thunder showers are possible today. Our high right around 69. Tonight, 49. Tomorrow, scattered rain and thunderstorms. And there could be some heavy rain with an inch to 2 inches or more possible by late tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
The Brewers in Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers began a three-game series against the Marlins. Yesterday, the crew lost 9-4 in Houston. The Astros' Kyle Tucker struck out three times, then changed his shoes, ended up with a pair of home runs. Colin Ray struggled on the mound for Milwaukee, giving up four runs in the first inning. Pat Murphy.
No, Colin didn't. He didn't pitch great. He'd be the first to tell you that. Walking people is not his gig. He can't do that. He knows that. But he's so dependable that he went back out there and kept us in the game so we didn't have to go deep in our pen. And I know he didn't pitch well. I know he didn't have command like he normally does.
Brewers lefty D.L. Hall looked good in rehab with the Timber Rattlers. Three up, three down in an inning of work on Sunday. A 95-mile-an-hour fastball. NFL Packers holding OTA practices. Matt LaFleur on what he hopes to learn, watching the rookies work alongside the second and third-year players.
Well, first of all, it's just good to get them in the building to start to form a relationship with these guys and find out what they're all about and try to push them to be their best.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And in some other sports news, a little bit of baseball action over the weekend as teams prepare for the upcoming tournaments this week. Phillips topped Washburn 5-4 on Friday. You had Prentice topping Gilman 10-3. Medford a winner over Stratford 2-0. And Tomahawk beat the Rhinelander baseball team on Friday 3-2. Prentice, after getting rained out last Thursday, they got their tournament game, a sub-regional, in on Friday. And Prentice at home, they get the victory as they top South Shore. And they move on with the 18-8 victory in five innings. So Prentice now travels to take on Northwood Solon Springs in action tomorrow. Tournament, all the tournament softball teams in action tomorrow. We're scheduled to bring you Shawamigan Phillips from the Park Falls Athletic Complex tomorrow afternoon. 5 o'clock is the first pitch. Baseball tournaments will get underway with games on Thursday. Shawamigan is on the road at Grantsburg on Thursday, and Phillips is on the road at Clayton, and we'll have coverage for you. Local games, softball tomorrow, baseball and softball on Thursday. And it's a check. Oh, by the way, good luck to our tracksters. They're in regionals today, and they're running a big regional track meet in Phillips today. Top four from each event. We'll move on to sectionals later in the week. So good luck to our area athletes. Yeah, that'll start at 3:30 this afternoon. And that's a check of your 98Q Sports.
Oh, hello, and good morning.
98Q Country.
So I'm originally from Los Angeles, California. Any Angelino transplants out here? Yeah! Oh, I didn't expect that. You caught me off guard. Thank you. I will let you know, my lovely lady, I used to travel America, and I would tell the people of this great country that I come from Los Angeles, California. And I didn't know this, maybe you know this, but apparently people are not nearly as impressed with us as we are with ourselves. They think we have it easy just because we enjoy the perfect weather. And I'm not going to argue with you that we do not have some pretty dang perfect weather. Because, you know, sometimes there's an earthquake or a mudslide or a wildfire that scorches the hillside that forces me out of my home only to get stuck in traffic. I look up at the sky and I go, my gosh, this weather's perfect. What a great day to evacuate, man. Look at that. Has weather, but we don't brag about it in California. Like East Coast, the mighty hurricane, right? Midwest, the mighty tornado. But here's the difference. Hurricane warning. Tornado warning. This is my impersonation of an earthquake warning. What the heck was that?
Workplace rules number 36. Microwaving seafood.
When you microwave seafood in the company microwave, don't. Just don't, okay? You can avoid making the entire workplace smell like a fish kill in August by leaving your stupid red lobster leftovers at home and bringing a sandwich for crying out loud. Seriously, no microwaving seafood because A, if I want to smell that, I'll sit in a dumpster behind frickin' SeaWorld, and B, what is wrong with you?
Be with us next time on Workplace Rules when we discuss microwaving curry.
Ooh. Sometimes you need something to, you know, to wake you up in the morning. It's a good one.
98Q Country.
Probably tell him where it burns out flame. Probably tell.
hear a new song and it's your favorite. But pretty soon you'll be changing the station and all your old shoes are looking brand new. They want to be worn but they never get the chance to. Heavy into everything, ready for the next thing. To catch your eye for a while, then you're over it. You change your mind on it soon as the shine's gone, like you always do. But you don't know it yet. Make you wish that you were sleeping in my shirt. Lie about my jacket and tell everyone it's yours. When your phone rings after midnight and you're thinking maybe it's me, I'm gonna make you miss me.
and that's her. Holy cow. I heard that song. It's the first time I've heard it. It's her new song. I saw that on the list. And I thought, oh, a new song by Lainey Wilson. That'll be nice. And it started to play. And it's like, that Lainey Wilson? A little rock and roll to that country there. And it's called Hang It. What's it called? Hang Tight, Honey. Lainey Wilson showing her rock and roll side. 98Q, how you doing? Monday morning. This is how we're supposed to do this, right? Really nice over the weekend for the most part. A lot of sunshine, especially yesterday. Saturday was a bit windy. A little rain here and there, but wasn't too bad. And then you get back to work on Monday, unless you've got Monday off. We're optimistic we will see some sunshine at some point today. Tomorrow appears to be a complete washout. I'm talking maybe an inch or two of rain tomorrow. I'll admit I'm a little bit off kilter this morning. Last night, I've been a Bucks fan, but I've been a Minnesota Timberwolves fan ever since day one. And last night, the Minnesota Timberwolves knocked off the defending National Basketball Association champ Denver Nuggets in Denver, and it was a bit much. Even my wife's looked at me and said, "You're a bit much," and it was one of those games. For those of you who are Packer fans, or if you follow sports, if you've ever followed sports at all, the most amazing and emotional of victories that a team you cheer for can ever have is when you get behind in a game, and you've kind of lost hope that the victory is going to happen. In fact, you've kind of given up hope. You've kind of resigned to the fact that the team you're watching, hockey, you're down 3-4-0, basketball, baseball, football, you're behind, and you're just resigned to the fact that, okay, we're going to keep trying, but the odds of this happening aren't very good. And then when they do come back and win a game, and in a big moment, you know, like the playoffs, as a fan of watching that, whatever it may be, your kid, your college, the Badgers, whatever it may be, it's just you walk away from it and you're just like, wow, that just doesn't happen very often. It doesn't happen in the regular season that often, but then it happened in the playoffs. So I'm still reeling a bit, in a good way, from that this morning. So thanks for bearing with me. We have wet day today, tomorrow. Should clear up a little bit on Wednesday, Thursday, but there's going to be quite a bit of rain. Quite a bit of rain going on this week. Had a chance to go out and golf over the weekend. I was pleasantly surprised. I've played 27 holes of golf, which is more than I played, I think, in the last 2 years, probably. And was feeling pretty good. I tell you what. I say this with all 100% honesty, just from walking away from the course. The Park Falls Country Club is just a gem. Just a gem of a golf course here in the Northwoods. And that is, the course is just in fantastic shape. They've done a little, you know, landscape out there and stuff. I was very, I told my son like 10 different times, I'm just like, man, this course is just really in good shape. Just really fun course to play. It's what I like about the Park Falls Country Club is it's challenging to an extent, but it's a little forgiving too. It's a little bit forgiving and challenging at the same time. You might roll under a tree, or you might maybe roll through the tree into the other fairway and have a shot at the green. So it's a bit forgiving. You know, unless you're really spraying the ball, you're not going to lose a whole lot of golf balls on that course. If I can play 9 holes and not lose a golf ball, you can play 9 holes and not lose a golf ball. But the Park Falls Country Club, hats off to all the folks out there, just in terrific shape. Get on out there if you love to play golf at all. Get yourself 9 holes in. Always give them a call out there for tee times and make sure there's not leagues. They got, you know, a lot of leagues and stuff that go on out there. So be sure to call ahead a little bit. I had, speaking of golf, I had one of the most pleasurable viewing experiences of golf Saturday morning. I woke up Saturday morning and we didn't have much going on. So I let the dog out and I let the cat do its thing. I put it over here. I took care of all the morning pet things. And then I turned on the TV and the PGA Championship was just finishing up the previous day that had been rained out a little bit. So there were some golfers in the golf course finishing up, and a couple of the golfers were trying to make the cut. And one of the golfers was a club pro. It doesn't happen very often that a club pro will make a cut at a major event like this, the PGA. And there's a difference between watching golfers that are vying for something very special monetarily, and it's just something different. I watched the end of the PGA Championship yesterday, too. And it's nice to see guys win championships, but you know what? They're already multimillionaires. They already got all this money. But the guys who are trying to make the cut, a lot of these guys don't have a lot. They haven't made a lot. So to make the cut was very special. And these guys are grinding out, just trying to get in under the cut, which is worth several hundred thousand dollars just to make the cut. And it was the most fun, entertaining golf I've watched in a long time Saturday morning, just watching that cut. I think they should track that on TV rather than follow all the leaders and the big names and, you know, the Schefflers and the Tigers, whatever. They should just follow the guys who are just trying to make the cut, because that's now that's stress. That's when you've already got $10 million in the bank, you know, winning a tournament just about the trophy. But when you've never made a cut on a tournament, now you're talking about going from, you know, a tight bank account to several hundred thousand dollars. Now you're talking about true joy. So that was fun to watch. Hope your weekend was good, whatever you were up to. We're going to have a wet start to the beginning of the week, that's for sure. Let's get you updated on what's happening at 7:37, twice an hour. We get you news and sports here on the morning show.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The judge presiding over former President Trump's criminal trial in New York says closing statements could come as soon as tomorrow. ABC's Aaron Katursky says the prosecution in the hush money case could rest its case today.
First, though, Michael Cohen's going to return to the witness stand here for a fourth day of testimony. He's still under cross-examination after the defense accused Cohen of lying about a phone call he said he had with Trump in late October 2016 to finalize the hush money deal with Stormy Daniels.
It's not clear if the former president will testify in his own defense. The International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor says he is seeking arrest warrants for Israeli and Hamas leaders, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, for war crimes and crimes against humanity. The U.S. does not recognize the court. Iran's president was killed Sunday in a helicopter crash, and in Baltimore, the Dolly cargo ship is on the move 2 months after the crash into the bridge. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State lawmakers are renewing their call for a task force on missing and murdered black women and girls in Wisconsin. The call comes at the same time that more dismembered remains believed to be Shardae Robinson's were found in Illinois. Representative Sheila Stubbs has tried and failed to move the bill forward for 3 years. Vice President Kamala Harris in Milwaukee Thursday, reminding black voters in particular what the Biden administration is doing to boost jobs in the economy.
We are dropping trillions of dollars on the streets of America right now to build back up our roads and our bridges, our sidewalks, to invest in a clean energy economy.
Wisconsin voters tell the Marquette poll the economy is their top issue, but only 14% of black voters in the state think the economy is doing well. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This past Wednesday, the Northwest Classic Car Club embarked on their first cruise of the season. We joined President Greg Griesel for a discussion.
Just want to talk about the great cruise we had here this past Wednesday night. We got together. It was a beautiful night, and the season is now. Everybody's kind of getting their classic cars out, and we're anxious to hit the highways and hit the road. We went up to a nice cruise up to Glidden there, had a delicious meal there at Lena's. Great camaraderie, and like to invite anybody out there, if they're interested in joining Northwoods Classic Car Club, you don't need to have a classic car. You're welcome to join us. If you want more information, feel free to contact me at 715-492-2654.
Duluth Mayor Roger Reinert says the city is addressing the flaws in their snow emergency plan, citing street clearing delays due to parked cars and posts on Facebook. One proposed solution is stricter enforcement of the Sunday turnover, urging cars to switch sides. A new plan could be set by winter. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
Brewers come up short in Houston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost 9-4 to the Astros, coming up short 2-1 in the series. Milwaukee pitcher Colin Ray giving up 4 runs in the first inning alone. Manager Pat Murphy.
Colin didn't have his best game, but at the same time, you know, he battled and gave us a lot of innings. You know, he battled, and the 5 that he gave us were crucial. We didn't do a good job after that, but 2 home runs hurt us badly.
The Crew are now in Miami to face the Marlins tonight. NFL, OTAs get underway tomorrow in Green Bay. Voluntary workouts. Matt LaFleur asked how Jordan Love is doing heading into year 2 as the starter.
I think it just shows how far he's come, his maturity level, and really kind of taking the reins, taking ownership of this team. And he's been fantastic throughout the course of the offseason. And, you know, that's kind of what we expect from him.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A couple local sports notes. Prentice won their tournament softball game Friday, so they'll advance on to tomorrow's next round. Everybody else in action, Shawamigan and Phillips tomorrow, 5:00. We'll have the game for you right here, weather permitting, from the Park Falls Athletic Complex. Over the weekend, baseball teams tune-up games for the upcoming tournaments. Phillips top Washburn 5-4. It was Phillips, Prentice, beating Gilman 10-3. Medford was a winner over Stratford 2-0. Tomahawk, they edged Rhinelander 3-2. And again, tournament softball gets underway tomorrow. Tournament baseball on Thursday. Shawamigan hits the road at Grantsburg. Phillips is at Clayton on Thursday. And that's a check of your 98Q Sports.
Now it's time.
All right, magic time.
Why do you listen?
Because it makes me feel so good.
Yeah, I'm just looking for it.
I love
98Q Country.
I pray to God for bad goodbyes. I got some girls off of my mind, but baby, not tonight. Cause I've been putting in overtime, trying to get over your leaving. You're still right here on my mind. You sure did a number on me. I tried jam, I've tried every last one of them. Oh, heartbreak bottles up on that shelf, but the burn on.
classics.
Your country. 98 Q Country.
Messaged me a little bit ago and let me know that NFL player Jim Otto, who was a native of Wausau, passed away. And for you younger generation, you may not know who Jim Otto is. He played, Mike Clemens provided a nice little clip that he had from years back with Wausau native Jim Otto. Hang on just a second here. Helps if you turn the volume up, Joel. One more time.
To me, it was hit or be hit and be the best that you can be. That's what I always wanted to be, and I wanted to, you know, naturally be a great football player. It was a type of thing that I could always look back at my high school coach and he'd say, don't get your butt beat. You got to go and beat them, and I did. That's what I did.
That's pretty good pretty good advice there. For Wausau native Jim Otto, who was actually drafted by Minnesota when he came out. This would have been, I guess, probably, what, 59 or 60, somewhere in there. And he, but the Minnesota franchise at that time then didn't happen. It took apparently another year later. And he joined the Raiders, later won a championship, I believe, with the Raiders in 67. The AFL-AFC Championship. And then he bounced around to a few teams. I've had his football card for many, many years. It's not in front of me, but I can see it. And I didn't realize he was from a Wausau native. So Wausau native Jim Otto, football legend name. Lost him, passed away over the weekend. He was born in 1938, I believe. All right, we've got some rain. It's going to be a somewhat of a wet day today. I think we may see some sun, though, peeking through here and there. You still may be able to get outside and move around. Tomorrow's looking like a rough one. They're talking about a couple of inches of rain possible in some areas around the Northwoods tomorrow. We'll keep you updated on that. We'll do our local birthdays, anniversaries at 8:30. As always, if you got somebody celebrating, give us a call at 715-762-3221. Our Brewer bus trip is full. If you want to get on the waiting list, you can do that. But we're only taking the one bus, and it is full. It is full. So thank you to everybody for being a part of that. Big G looking forward to hosting that on July 11th.
Why is Navage perfect for allergy sufferers? Rhino Systems Medical Director Dr. Howard Levine explains.
If someone's exposed to allergens, they can get rid of those immediately by washing out the nose. Navage works by pulling saline in one nostril, through the nose and out the other nostril, sucking out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs. Experience on-the-spot relief so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier.
Navage is available at Sam's Club, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or online at Navage.com. Navage, breathe easy.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
And we have Alexis here from Northwoods Realty to give us a little community news today.
Alexis here from Northwoods Realty, bringing a great new listing from Glidden, Wisconsin. Escape to the Northwoods with our picturesque 20-acre property. This charming 3-bed, 2-bath, 1.5-story home offers a spacious living, modern kitchen with stainless steel appliances, and a cozy wood stove with ample firewood. With first floor laundry, a rec room, and a main bath with tub shower combo, comfort abounds. Outside, a large fenced field awaits your cattle, while endless recreation opportunities beckon. Don't miss your chance to own this slice of paradise. Call now to schedule a viewing. Alexis Merritt, 815-527-1546.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com. At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit NorthwoodsWI.com.
Hey, hey, hey! Grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night get set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar. along with daily deep fried chicken special. Great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located at Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times rule.
Febreze Fabric Talk.
Hey, it's me, your couch. Today's my favorite day of the week, Febreze Fabric Spray Day. The occasional deep cleans are nice, but in between, you know I'm needing a refresh. Ooh, here she comes with the Febreze Fabric Spray. Oh, yeah, spritz them armrests. Don't be shy. Nothing like a good spray down to get me smelling so fresh and clean. Don't forget my back. Nice. Febreze Fabric Spray. It's just that easy. Now we can both breathe. Happy Febreze. La, 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 la.
Save big money on your kitchen project at Menards. We carry everything you need to turn your kitchen dreams into reality. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free design estimates today. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at
prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Water.
Clouds with patchy fog and a few isolated showers and thunder showers are possible today. Our high right around 69. Tonight, 49. Tomorrow, scattered rain and thunderstorms. And there could be some heavy rain with an inch to 2 inches or more possible by late tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Can't believe what I'm hearing right now.
I'm a little more country.
Love this radio station.
This is
98Q Country.
Sometimes I'm the guy with the boys kicking it back. Or the guy with the guitar singing on a country track.